This podcast lets you take Carly and Dane anywhere. And now you can shop on the go too. Hit up harveynorman.com.au on your mobile now. Get amongst it.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Hashtag Carly and Dane.
Carly, I've decided to run the City to Surf in Sydney later on this year.
Yeah, and I like to get involved and weasel my way into everything you do in life. So I decided to appoint myself as your unofficial official trainer. I'm going to mentally prepare you, and somehow you wanted me to physically get involved as well, which I wasn't comfortable with.
Well, things didn't quite go to plan. We went for our first and probably last training session.
Why don't we just do a lap of Ted Scobie Oval?
Oh, a whole lap?
Yeah.
All right, now I brought the dogs. I know you think that it was a disaster, and yes, for a second there I was thinking the same thing, but the thing about the dogs is they're both running dogs, so they will keep us motivated. They don't let you stop. So the second you start picking up the pace, you're basically getting dragged behind them whether you like it or not.
Okay.
So this will be good.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Oh, what, already?
Yeah, we've got to do a lap. Okay. Oh, my pants are falling down already because of the keys. You're running halfway around the oval and you're puffing like you've run a marathon.
I need to sit down. I'm not right. Stop for 1 second because something in me is not okay.
Yeah, it's called unfit.
Stop.
Carly, you've taught me nothing. This has been the worst training session ever.
Are you kidding me? I have taught you everything. Now, we want to talk about mental preparation for the race. It's 14 kilometres. You've got to get your head in the game. Now, what were some thoughts that were going through your head running around this side of the track?
I was okay. I was laughing at you, hoping you weren't going to get pulled over.
Okay, well, there's your first problem. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. Keep your eye on the finish line, okay? You know what? Let's do a little exercise. You run and I'll jog behind you and I'll be the mental voice in your head.
Okay, sure. Let's do that. All right.
Now, shut up and run. Run. Pick up those knees, those little weak boy knees, those little skinny legs. They look like they couldn't even hold up a toothpick. Give them some power. Think of the paces. Pick it up. Hurry up. You need to trim your beard. It's not a good look. Run. Quick. Power. Energy. Forwards. Keep moving forwards. Don't worry about the competitor.
You are struggling.
I know. Your voice is getting left behind. Motivating.
It's a little hurtful, to be honest. I thought it'd be a bit more.
It's gonna be bad, but you know, that's what you got to do as the coach.
Carly, I'm not entirely sure you'll get a job as a personal trainer anytime soon.
In hindsight, I took that to a really mean place. I apologise. I think I got caught up in the moment. I think I was channeling the commando. I think next time I'm going to go with motivating, not mean. I'm terribly sorry.
And I think I've never heard a trainer whinge more than the actual person getting trained. Oh, a full lap? Halfway? We're running now?
It was a lot for me, okay?
Carly, porch available now for hire for all your personal training fitness needs.
Star FM's Carly and Dane.
Tell us your bright ideas.
Okay, this is a brand new segment that we come up with a couple of weeks ago now, Dane. We've been waiting to launch it, and today is the day. I'm so excited. So basically, sometimes we'll just sit here and brainstorm things, and every now and then we come across an amazing idea, and we're sure that we're not the only ones.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's great watching shows like Shark Tank on Channel 10, entrepreneurs trying to make a go of it. And so this is just for, you know, your backyard sort of ideas, man or woman or child, and you think to yourself, hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so maybe you've been sitting on this idea for a while now and you want to share it with the public because you never know who's going to pick up on it. Maybe contact you and go, you know what, I'd love to work with you on this idea.
Or just steal it.
Yeah.
So 13, 12, 16. So if you got one, let us know, Carly. I believe you've come up one.
Yes, now I am full of bright ideas. I do have a couple, but I thought I'd launch this segment with my best one yet.
Okay, what's that?
So how much of a problem is it when you hang your clothes out, but they're just not drying? It's a bit of an overcast day, but there's no wind.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
What about if we whacked a little motor on the clothesline, you could pick a speed, say you had to be ready or you had to be somewhere, why don't you whack a motor on your clothesline so it's motorised and then, like, spins around, gets the wind up, and then your clothes are ready on time for where you have to go.
Okay, couple of things here.
Oh, here we go.
One.
I didn't realise I was presenting to Shark Tank.
One, it's called a dryer. Two.
Well, what if people are trying to be smart with electricity?
Fair enough. No. Two, It's not the wind that dries your clothes. It's the outside air temperature.
Yeah, but surely if the wind's, like, going around, wouldn't that, like...
Well, it's still a cool breeze, is it not? If it's cold outside, it's still cold. The spinning of it's not going to create warmer air around your clothes to dry them.
Well...
And third of all, that works great for a heel sweat, which is in a circle. What are you going to do for the ones that come out from the side of your house? How are they going to move?
Look, I don't... Excuse me, but I thought this was a great idea. Don't worry about the sticky outie clotheslines. You can't do it with them. I'm sorry. You can't. You need a better clothesline.
You've got a very niche market of circular heels hoists.
So you don't think that...
No, I think it's a terrible idea.
Do you think that's a terrible idea?
I sure do.
Because that was the one I was launching with. It was my gold mine.
If you're walking to Shark Tank with that idea, they would have looked at you. You would have turned around and walked straight out between those double doors.
No, I reckon someone listening this morning is going, you know what? I would purchase that.
Well, 13, 12, 16, we want to hear your bright ideas. We want to know what invention have you come up with.
Yes, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. I know you've been sitting on one for a while. Here is your chance to air it.
Frank's giving us a call on 13, 12, 16, mate. You got something to add about this, what's it called, a motor for the heels hoist?
Making wind pass over clothes will help the clothes dry a lot faster.
Frank, are you saying that I'm a genius?
You are a genius.
Oh, no.
One more time for the tape.
It actually works. It does work. It's actually the volume of air that passes over the clothes.
Now...
If the clothes aren't moving, if there's no wind, the volume of air around them saturates with water. But if you've got a wind blowing, it does it twice, three times, four times faster.
Right, Frank. So if you saw this on the shelves at Big W or Kmart or Target or anywhere at your local retail outlet, would you purchase a motor for your heels hoist to speed up the drying process?
Well, I'm not sure I would, but it does work. It would work.
Frank, are you willing to go into business with me?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
But you get a solar-powered motor. For the daylight hours, so it cost you, just wouldn't even cost you electricity.
Well, I'm sure you two could talk for hours, but we just don't have that sort of time. Frank, thanks so much for your call, mate.
My pleasure. Take care.
I had a couple of days off this week, and I've noticed something in the show today that's not quite right.
Yeah, I had to change it up a little bit. I was getting sick of the old Carly and Dane. It's been a year in the making. Time to freshen it up a bit, and I took the opportunity of you being away to take it upon myself to do so.
Yeah, you changed all the sweepers and you're calling me Dwayne.
Yeah, now this actually comes from the fact that one of the blokes in the office actually thinks that's your name and calls you that, which annoys you to no end.
Yeah, of course it does, because it's not my name. And no disrespect to Dwaynes around the world and here in the Riverina, but it's not my name, so my name is Dane, call me Dane.
Well, maybe not for today.
Yeah, well, this is the moment I realised what you're up to.
Nothing.
I don't like this. I don't like this situation. I don't like what's going on.
Why?
Because you've done something.
I haven't done anything. I don't know what you're talking about, Dwayne.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Seriously. Stop filming.
I'm not filming. I'm taking a selfie.
Are you serious? Why would you change that? Why would you do that?
Do what?
So you and obviously our audio producer Mike have been...
doing what? I don't know what you're talking about, Dwayne.
Again? Was it a trick to see how many times you'd say Dwayne during the show?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Well, here's a little trick for you.
What?
You're filming the wrong way on your phone, like an idiot. Are you fair dinkum now?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was the big gag.
What big gag?
The big gag is the out of break. Harvey Norman Group, your local furniture competing at electrical superstore. Shop with confidence in store, online, and on the mobile. You're an embarrassment to the show.
You know what, though? I actually don't know how to change it back. So from now on, we're Carly and Dwayne.
No! I know you are now audio guy, Michael, in a little cahoots because you all think it's hilarious that someone here at the station calls me Dwayne. You're doing it all show. I'm not feeling very well. I'm going home sick.
Star FM's Carly and Dane.
Carly, we set out to collect all of the Woolworths Pixar dominoes.
Yes, this was a whole month-long event. Basically, I had to dance for dominoes down Benner Ave. Also, Penny dropped some at the front desk.
And also, I got blackmailed into being a cinema concierge for Serena for our very last domino. But we finally got the full set together.
Yeah, and then we had to decide who got the dominoes because it was one between the two of us. But then there was an overwhelming vote to do something good with the dominoes. Someone suggested we frame them, give them to the children's hospital. Lynn from In the Frame Come On Board did an amazing job, and on Monday we finally got to deliver the amazing artwork.
Here's the moment where we headed to Griffith Base Hospital, the children's ward, and handed it over to Tracy.
Where do you think this will go? Do you have any ideas?
I don't at the moment. We'll have to all have a look together and work out where you guys think it'll, you know, in be in its best position for the most kids to appreciate it and see it.
Well, we haven't actually shown you yet, Tracy, so we'll show you now. This is the big reveal. Yeah. Lynn's put lots of man hours into this, so let's give her a look, Dane.
Can't wait to see it.
All right, you ready? Here it is.
Wow. I haven't actually seen the dominoes myself because I have much older children. It looks fabulous.
So Lynn's from In the Frames here. Lynn, come on over for a second. How much sort of manpower went into doing this for the kiddies?
Well, there was a lot of lady power, actually. That's all right. No, it was fun doing it. I'm just happy to do it for the kids.
Awesome. So there's some other staff here as well. Ladies, what do you think of the framed domino set from Woolies for the kiddies?
Fantastic.
Absolutely great.
Yeah.
Wow. Very
so
awesome.
Colourful. It's amazing. Beautiful.
Do you think the kids will like it?
I think they're going to love it. And believe it or not, the colours that you have included in it actually match the colour scheme that we have throughout the ward. So well done.
Lynn's looking like, oh, I totally knew that, but I think I flipped it.
Yeah, we knew all of that before we started. So
it's just fabulous. I'm speechless. I really am. Thank you guys so much.
Carly, you said, I think, something inappropriate about my mother when I showed you a video of her playing at the beach with my niece, Harper.
Okay, I'm going to pump the brakes right there for you. I don't think it was inappropriate at all. I think it was complimentary.
Yeah, you pretty much said she had a nice bum.
Yeah.
You can't make comments like that about people's mothers.
I think credit where credit's due.
Well, if you want to give her credit, why don't we get her on the phone right now? You can call her and tell her face to phone.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Too late, she's on the phone. Here we go, three.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mum. It's Carly and Dane. You're on the radio, so don't swear, okay?
Okay.
Really important. Now, you're currently enjoying a holiday in Tugan on the Gold Coast.
Last day.
And Harper, my little niece, you had her down the beach and you sent me a video of Harper playing in the water.
Yes.
Which was awesome. I showed Carly that video, Paula.
Yes.
And she had this to say.
And I made a comment. I said, oh, your mum's got a nice bum because she was wearing some tight shorts. And you know what? I took that. I think you should take that as a compliment. Now, you took that completely the wrong way. I know it's uncomfortable because it's your mum, but credit where credit's due. Paula keeps herself in order.
Can I just stop you there for one moment?
Why?
You didn't say my mum had a nice mum. You said, damn, Dane, Paula's got a booty, is actually how you said it.
I love it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Because Dane said
it's inappropriate.
He thinks I'm being inappropriate, but you're a woman too, Paula.
I am.
And I can appreciate that you work out and obviously keep yourself looking good.
Yeah. I thought that was a pretty good photo, that photo of me on the beach with Harper.
So did I, Paula.
Well, thank you, Carly, for saying I had a nice backside.
You're welcome.
Before we go, Mum, can you just say booty?
Booty.
Thanks, Mum.
Bye.
Bye.
Star FM's Carly and Dane.
Carly, it finally happened. How happy are you right now?
I am over the moon and planning our next event.
Well, I'm not entirely sure that's going to happen. We finally went on a double date, you and your partner Russ and me and my girlfriend.
Yes, now you tried to stand in the way of fate for a long time, but it was a meeting of four great like-minded minds and it was amazing.
But the funny thing was, though, I know you felt a bit of pressure about this and you were a bit nervous about what you and your partner Russ were going to talk about, probably more so Russ than yourself because you rate yourself highly in conversational situations.
I do.
You had a conversation with him. I secretly recorded that.
Yeah, cheers for that, by the way.
So this is what you've come up with to talk with at lunch.
Talking points that are acceptable are common interests that she has.
Yeah, what do you think about the economy? The budget that's current, Carly. Mm-mm. Keep up with it.
Who has an opinion on that, honestly?
Anyone that's got a small business.
Okay, well, maybe that's something we can leave in, but can we not go into good depth? Because I don't like being out of my element in conversation.
Listen, I got this. You just sit down and look pretty.
Russell, no, that is not what I'm about. I haven't even brushed my hair today. Here's some things we can talk about. Art, because she loves art and she's a very talented artist. She has a hilarious dad, so bring up her dad because she's got some great antidotes about her dad.
Anecdotes?
Well, whatever, Russell.
Not an antidote. He's not a disease. You don't need to cure him.
And she has a good dress sense, so compliment her on that because I bet you she's wearing something nice. We're trying to win someone over here, Russell.
Yeah, I'm not trying to come on to her.
Anyway, they're acceptable topics of conversation. We're going to nail this double date, aren't we?
I think you spoke about most of those things except for the budget.
Yeah, no budget. I did actually pull said girl aside and said, look, would the budget have gone down well? She said, no, not at all. So good thing me and Russell did have that phone conversation.
So how do you think all in all the date went?
I think it was amazing and I cannot wait to catch up again. I've got little butterflies after the first date.
Star FM's Carly and Dane.
Carly, there's been a plan put to council. There's some random goats up on Scenic Hill getting into people's backyards. Now, the plan says that they're going to put all these goats together and then put them on a truck and send them to an abattoir, but you're not happy with that.
No, I want to save the goats. So we put it to the people at our Facebook page because that is just a suggestion.
Yes.
So council are open to suggestions. And a lot of people, an overwhelming majority, wanted to also save the goats and suggested sending them to Altina.
So we thought we would give Beck Surian, one of the chief animal keepers from Altina Wildlife, a call. Good morning, Beck.
Morning, how are you?
Good. So I guess from that you can probably guess what we're going to ask you.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. The only thing that we can really offer is we have, it's about a 100-acre paddock out there that we have a herd of wild goats running around. Even though it's a fenced-off area, it would be like if they're in the wild.
That's fantastic. And the good thing about being fenced is they're not going to be a bother to anyone?
Yeah, that's right. So we've got to take into consideration they are a feral animal, so you can't just let them go out in the bush. Mm. But considering it's a fenced-in area, we won't actually be looking after them, but they'll feel like if they're out in the wild. So.
That's perfect. So they can just roam around, fend for themselves, get their own food. They're in a fenced-off area and not going to be biting on anyone's beautiful rose bushes.
That's it, yeah.
Well, Beck, you've done a fantastic thing. Well, you do amazing things there already, but this is fantastic. This is going to save the goats.
Yeah, so I think it's just the best that we can offer. It's not like, you know, we're going to be hand feeding them there where all the tourists get to see them. They're a wild goat as well, so.
No, I think that's fine. The fact that you're willing to take them on and put them in this large area for them and fend for themselves and graze and all that type of thing, I think is amazing. Well, what we're going to do now, Beck, is we'll get in touch with the council on your behalf and then we'll try to coordinate some sort of pickup for these, because you've got to get them as well.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So can we name some of them?
Oh, I don't think so, Beck. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if it's a good idea. Like, when you're letting them go in the wild, are you going to be able to tell them apart?
Surely. I bet you Cardane the goat is going to stick out. It's going to be the most beautiful goat. We had the Cardane wine. Why can't we have the Cardane goat?
Are you going to go visit these goats and they're roaming free in their fenced off area near Altina Wildlife Park?
Well, if it's named after me, maybe.
Take some treats out?
No.
Okay. Hey, Beck, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you.
Kelly, super pumped for this today at the Griffith Regional Theatre at 10 and 12.30. The Wiggles will be taking to the stage, and joining us right now is the Yellow and Purple Wiggles, Emma and Lockie. Guys, how are you going? I combined your names already. I'm so sorry.
Hi, Emmy. Nice.
And firstly, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you very much.
It's been an exciting time. The crowds all over have been very, very lovely and congratulated us and given us cards and little presents. And yesterday we got a six-piece crystal plate set.
From Japan.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are officially now my favourite celebrity couple. But can I just point out, like every celebrity couple, they usually get a name. Like we've got Kimye, Brangelina. Have you been given one yet?
I think we just were given it, Emmy.
Well, there's always grey, which is what purple and yellow make, but it doesn't really have the same ring, does it?
No, I really like Emmy.
Somebody had written hashtag Lemma.
Lemma.
Oh.
Lemma. That's the only one I've heard.
Emmy. You know, I like
Emmy.
I like Emmy.
You're welcome, guys. Classic.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
No, you're welcome. Classic Freudian slip there from yours truly. Hey, guys, I've got a question for you. Whenever we see the famous wiggly finger point in DVDs and movies, there's always a whooshing sound around them. Now, I'm presuming your fingers don't actually make that sound, but is it hard not to make that sound with your mouth when you're filming things?
Yeah, even if we're filming and we're standing really close next to each other, it could be quite strenuous that you exhale quite a lot when it happens. You're like, you want your fingers to go as fast as you possibly can.
You are in Griffith today. Do you remember anything in particular that stood out about Griffith?
Griffith.
Yeah, Griffith has the long, beautiful...
Oh, the street.
Long street, yeah. We went for a run around town last... I think we had a day off there last year.
We did.
A run around the town, and then the theatre's right up the end.
Beautiful food in Griffith.
Oh,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
And have you guys set a date yet?
Getting right in there. We don't really know. We probably next year we'll have to schedule it in around the tour. But, it's only just happened, so there's still so much to do.
Now, with the fans, we know the young'uns absolutely love the Wiggles, but I'm sure there's some mums and dads out there too that love the Wiggles as well. Lockie, now you're off the market. Are there any sort of crazy mum fans out there that you have to put the palm up to now, or does Emma sort of step in and say, well, hands off my man?
there's been so many, a lovely comments on Facebook and Twitter, like you get mums writing, you know, my little one is going to be devastated now, and I tell them that, you know, Lockie's going out with Emma, and that's really cute things like that. But no, I don't think so. I think, yeah, there has been a few comments from the mums, I think. It's really nice. Everyone's just been, as I said, just been so happy. It's lovely that we can share it with everyone too. It's just great timing for us as well, but probably.
Well, I know there's a lot of excited kids that are in the car at the moment listening to this, and they cannot wait to meet you today. What can they expect from the show?
Well, it's a great show. It's a lot of singing, a lot of dancing. We're doing a lot of songs around our Rock and Roll Preschool DVD. So we've got the song Rock and Roll Preschool, and I Went to the Library. Mr. Wardrobe makes an appearance with beautiful feather fans. And the boys have been practicing a lot of ballet this year.
Oh, wow.
We're doing a Swan Lake version of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Oh, that's amazing. Lockie, how's your plié?
Oh, a little bit shallow. Not as deep as I'd like. My Achilles are quite tight.
His arabesque is very good. He does the pas de deux with Dorothy, the dinosaur, and their arabesque is really getting good.
Well, that is good to hear. I'm going to be working on my ballet before I come and see you guys today at the Griffith Regional Theatre, 10 and 12.30. Their Rock and Roll Preschool Tour. You can get it on CD, DVD and digital as well. And in honour of you guys being in town, I actually have my skivvy on today. So does Carly. So, Yes, I know it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Lockie and Emmy. Emma, I did it again. See, there you go. It's Emmy. That's it. I'm done.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
This podcast lets you take Carly and Dane anywhere. And now you can shop on the go too. Hit up harveynorman.com.au on your mobile now.
Oh, Dane, I'm exhausted. What a huge week of shows. Thanks for sticking in there, guys.
Yeah, and just a little treat for you. Not everything always goes to plan here on the world famous Carly and Dane show on 997 Star FM.
World famous? Who are you kidding?
It's Carly and Dane, 8 minutes past six. Six.
What?
8 minutes past six.
What's on your mind?
It's 8 minutes past six. Six. 6 a.m. Six.
What are you, New Zealand all of a sudden? You said that with an accent, right? That's what happened.
I was, Prince Harry's over there at the moment. You know, I've been obsessed with the royals and, so that, just happened.
Move on, please.
I was going to say, please. That was Jamie Lawson. Wasn't expecting that. Sort of sounds
wasn't
like
wasn't expecting that, were we?
It looks like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are going back to America.
Yeah, the actor is in Queensland filming the new Pirates movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, it's all about the
wow.
Police force over there.
There's probably a movie out there called that somewhere.
Star FM's Carly and Dane.